Hello and welcome to Pumped, the inside podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Boggon, and I'm talking here with Schwalbe athletes from the different disciplines, from downhill to cross country, or from triathlon to road racing. And today, I'm not talking to an athlete, I'm talking to Jakob Maaßen, the product manager of the G-Ron, the gravel bike lineup. And this week is a really special week, because Schwalbe is releasing their new G1R tire. After a long development process, the day has finally come and the tire is ready for the market. I talked with Jakob about the tire, the whole development process, and all the little part that goes into the development of a tire like this. Hey Jakob, thanks a lot for taking the time this busy week to do the podcast with us. Where are you right now?
Yeah, hi Toby. I'm near Cologne in home office, of course, since Corona is still participating in all of our lives all the time right now. And of course, still in home office.
So this week is super special for you because the G1R is introduced to the market. How long have you been developing this tire?
Yeah, we built up for this week for quite a long time, actually. So as the product manager for the gravel segment at Schwalbe, of course, this week is especially busy, but we're very excited to launch the new product, the G1R, and I can say we had it in the making for at least 4 years. So two and a half years in practice. We tested several iterations of the carcass construction, but also of the tread pattern. Mm-hmm. And before that was the concept phase. So going from the concept idea to the first mold and first drawings, so to speak, also took some time. So I would say like 3.5, maybe even 4 years. So quite a long time.
For an outsider, it seems to be super long. The second part, is it normal like that it takes 2 years, or is it special due to the Corona virus that it takes even longer to develop and test a new tire?
Of course, the Corona times have played a little bit on this product as well, but it's quite usual that we test for a very long time, that we take our time, and if needed, we also do several iterations, so we get the product just perfect, especially for something like this, very high-end product. We really wanted to get it right, and it's you can say it's quite usual that we test for a very long time.
So the G1R is a complete new tire with a new concept. So what is so special on this tire?
You could say the unique selling point of this tire is it's very special carcass construction. We use the Souplesse carcass construction, which we first introduced with our road bike tire Pro One. That was 2 years ago, but already before that launch we had the idea to also transfer this technology to the gravel segment, of course, and this is why it also took so long, because we really didn't only want to shift it from road bike to gravel, but really to get it right and for this very special product. The construction itself is like the very special thing about this tire. So like the name says, Souplesse is a name that is used in the pro peloton, pro cycling peloton, and it's basically the French word for suppleness. So this already explains a lot about the tire. So we wanted to maximize the suppleness of the tire, and that has also benefits on other properties of the G1R.
So the Souplesse carcass construction is already used in the Pro One, as you already said, and people like Paul Ripke or Fabian Cancellara, they are using it quite a while now. But why you starting to use this now also in gravel? Because you already have a complete gravel segment, which is in other carcass construction.
Yes, so our G1 lineup currently consists of four tires, G1 Speed, G1 Allround, G1 Bite, and Ultra Bite. And as the names already suggest, goes from a very slicky tire to a very off-roady tire. And the current construction is Superground, which people might know from our MTB constructions. Mm-hmm. It's quite a sturdy construction, and it really has its benefits and also a lot of properties that are very, very important for gravel riding. But this time we really wanted to bring this new technology to gravel because we saw the opportunity to make a tire that really makes no compromises, even in grip or rolling resistance and puncture protection. So you don't really have to choose in any of these properties, but you can construct a tire that is basically the holy trinity of all these three properties. And of course, the disadvantage is just it's very hard to construct these tires and to build them. Mm-hmm. So this is the special thing about this new tire.
Yeah. Okay. I'm currently riding on my gravel bike the G1 Bite in the front and the G1 all around in the rear. Mm-hmm. How does the G1R is compared to these tires?
Yeah, so when you look at it, it has a fairly all-around tread pattern. So from the tread aggressiveness and tread depth, it's between the G1 all-round and the G1 Bite. So not as aggressive as the Bite, but a little bit more aggressive than the all-round. Mm-hmm. But this is really a decision that was made because we generate a lot of grip over the suppleness of the carcass. So we can live with a little bit less tread aggressiveness and still have a tire that performs nearly on the level of the G1 Bite when it comes to traction and cornering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you already have four existing G1 models. Is there really space for a fifth one?
Yeah, we think so. So we looked at what the new tire could do. We saw the potential, and it is a tire that is really suited for competitive gravel riding, you could say. So there are a lot of events and races coming up, especially in the US, but mm-hmm. also in Europe. There will probably be races soon, and we really saw the potential for a gravel tire that has just the maximum performance and cuts no corners. And we didn't want to just put the new carcass construction into an existing tire because we thought, it would cut corners. It would not really maximize the performance and really suit for the needs of these races. So we also came up with a new tread pattern, and this is why we have a fifth gravel tire now in our lineup. And we definitely think that there is a purpose for this tire.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds really interesting. So when you started to develop the gravel lineup, that was quite some years ago when gravel was just a small niche of the whole bike industry. And these days you sell almost more gravel bikes than normal road bikes. So that changed completely. Were you aware about that, or was it a surprise to you?
I think we were not aware of the huge success of the gravel bike. So it all started for us, and we were really early to adopt the gravel trend into our lineup. Mm-hmm. So it all started with the S1. Which was a special tire for Paris-Roubaix, so Paris-Roubaix. And we developed a tire with the team IAM, from Switzerland, and it was really the first like proper attempt to make a podium at this really brutal race. You could speak on a tubeless tire, so this is where the project really started. And Martin Emminger achieved the fifth place in 2015, and that was really the start for us to develop a gravel tire. We had this S1 then, and that's the tread pattern of the G1 Speed today. Mm-hmm. And we saw the potential that also with the upcoming disc brakes for drop bar bikes, that there was, that road cyclists really wanted to get away from traffic. And that was something we felt as developers, we felt the need by ourselves. So we were also annoyed by all the cars and not being able to just, go through a forest without, without the fear of puncturing, basically. And then this new trend came with disc brakes, and we immediately saw that there was a potential for wider tires on a road bike first. Yeah. And then back in 2015, that's only 6 years ago, nobody called it a gravel bike. And then really soon this trend developed, and it just developed so fast. It's really crazy. But we, from the first S1, which is now the G1 Speed, we just were full on developing gravel tires. And this is why we already ended up with four different tread patterns, which, as I said, represent all the different riding styles that you have in gravel. So more like a slick tire, or the G1 Allround, which is really good for commuting. Then you have the Bite, which is going into slight trail use, and then you have the Ultra Bite, which is you can do proper bikepacking with it and going into the Alps and really doing like light mountain biking. And this is where it started, and I think we never assumed that it would get so big, but we're really happy that it did.
I mean, for me personally, there will be never a way back to a normal road bike, because for me gravel biking is so much more fun, because you don't have to stick to the roads and can get away some gravel stuff. And so that means the first four tires you develop for the needs of people who just wanted to get away from the traffic. And when did you start thinking about, okay, we need a new tire for maybe racing or for performance oriented gravel biker?
So it was not only like a development from the road bike. Maybe you could say the G1 Speed and also the G1 Allround were developed from a road bike side, but like there are a lot of mountain bikers who go back to the gravel bike, to a non-suspension bike, to train and to have more fun on light trails and stuff like that. So there was already a development from two sides. So the Ultra Bite, you can say, is more suited to somebody who is already willing to ride trails. Mm-hmm. So that is already the whole topic is very complex. And now you see like the racing scene is really getting traction in the US, and there are more and more races coming up, more like amateur events, but also like, pros are taking part of them now. People are making money out of it, so it's professionalized, and I think and we think it's now the time to really suit for that need as well. So before we try to suit for the needs of people who maybe came from a mountain bike background and people who came from like a commuter background or road racing background, and now we also really want to suit for the needs of people who want to ride gravel races, but also people who just want to achieve the maximum performance with a gravel bike and maybe just want to mess with their friends at the next group ride or whatever. So just for people who are more performance oriented or people who just enjoy a really soft and smooth ride.
Yeah. Okay. So, but what means gravel biking to you? Is it a road bike where you can get away from the streets, or is a gravel bike a bike where you can ride on gravel and also go on trails. So what is it for you?
For me personally, I would say it's getting away from traffic, first of all. So the streets and roads are getting busier and busier with cars. Yeah. And especially here near Cologne, it just makes sense to be able to go off-road. And then at some point I started to enjoy the trails as well. So more like mountain bike side of gravel biking. So it's really like a spectrum. So I personally ride wider tires. So I prefer like 45 millimeter tires. Mm-hmm. And so I'm able to, go off-road, proper off-road. And if you have the skills, you can also do some trails and have fun off-road. So everyone has their personal preference, I guess. And mm-hmm. I think we suit with our tires for all of the needs. So
yeah,
this is really great. And I think that's like the great thing about gravel biking. Everybody defines it for themselves and finds their style. And it's something for everybody. So
there are not really strict rules since this is such a young sport. But what do you think? Where is the future for the gravel sport?
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought, okay, that's the next trend, and in 3 or 4 years, everything is gone again. I don't think so. I think gravel is here to stay. And as somebody who's getting into cycling, it just makes sense to get a gravel bike first. So before you maybe had to decide between a road bike and a mountain bike, and now you just go for a gravel bike and you can, dip into all these different aspects of cycling and then decide for yourself where you want to specialize in. So I think it makes great sense as a beginner bike, but it also makes sense for, a lot of people who just want to get away from traffic. I mean, right now, people have a desire to get away from their homes. They're stuck inside in home office and they just want to experience a little adventure. And I think this is what gravel bikes are perfect for. So for me, they're here to stay, and I think the trend will not stop soon. So really so, looking forward. I actually really enjoy that it takes these steps right now. So the whole gravel bike movement. Right.
So for me, gravel biking was always connected to bikepacking and long distance and adventure stuff. But now there is these racing coming up. Do you think it's a good idea to race on a gravel bike? Because there is still cross biking where you race on skinnier tires in the winter through the mud. But why should you now start racing gravel?
First of all, I think it's a completely different style of races. So cyclocross is really intense, 1 hour long races, which have lots of action with running, a lot of mud usually, or very difficult parcours. So you have to be like a good runner as well and a good athlete in general. Mm-hmm. And like the gravel biking takes more like the road style racing onto gravel roads, basically. So I think it's just fun to participate in these events. You don't have to, it's also easier for event managers to organize these events because you don't face so many roads that you have to close maybe and stuff like that. And in general, it's just fun to race on a different surface, basically. If you're used to racing on tarmac, it's quite a different story to race on gravel, and just brings this new aspect. And it's probably a lot of fun. Unfortunately, proper races are not here in Europe right now. I can only see the scene in the US, and it seems like a lot of fun. So I would definitely recommend, and I really hope that there are races coming up in Europe soon. So
we will see, and then I will try one of these races.
I think the biggest difference is that you are like on your own, basically. So there are not like team strategies.
Yeah.
involved. You also have to be able to repair your bike if something breaks, because off-road, you will know that you will break stuff more easily, yeah. You will crash more easily, but also the risk is not as high as crashing on the road, maybe. So, yeah, that's also like a part of that, and a really interesting part for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah. And for you personally, as a real gravel insider who has seen millions of cool pictures of gravel bikes and has all the information about what's coming up, which races and stuff, what is a gravel experience you still want to experience for yourself?
Yeah, I did a lot of bikepacking. This is also where I started like my gravel career like a few years back, and still on a bike without disc brakes, still cantilever brakes. Was quite an adventure to go through the Alps with that. Mm-hmm. So of course you always want to repeat these moments, and it's such a great thing just to participate in one of these events, something like the Torino Nice Rally or Tuscany Trail or whatever. Yeah. You will just start the day and you never know where you will end up, and just ride. And you can ride it hard, or you can just go easy and sleep in a tent or sleep in an Airbnb, whatever. And at the end of your journey, you will have gathered a lot of new experiences. This is definitely something I want to repeat, but I really hope to be able to go to the Unbound Gravel, which is taking place this Saturday, where mm-hmm. we also will launch our new G1R, mm-hmm. and to really see what it's all about. So there's a great community around this event, and with all the spectators, and I think it would be really awesome to breathe this atmosphere in and to experience that. That would be really, really something I would like to do in the future.
So yeah. That sounds really, really great. Thanks a lot, Jakob, for your time, and hopefully we will see us next week when I visit on my road to the north, the Schwalbe headquarters, and hopefully can pick up some of the new tires.
I'm really looking forward to meeting you. We were not able to see each other before due to Corona, and I wish you safe travels until Reichshof, when you will visit us, and lots of these mentioned nice experiences on the way.
Hopefully, and I'm really looking forward to meet you. So thanks and bye-bye.
Thanks for having me.